I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some more outdoor information. The 2017 annual park entrance license for South Dakota State Parks and Recreation Areas will be available for purchase on October 1st. The park entrance license is for October 1st through May 18th of 2018, and the cost is $30. Entrance license can be purchased online also at campsd.com at local state park offices and local division offices of the Park and Rec. Well, the Salmon Station is open for egg collection in the Whitlock Bay area. Chinook salmon, of course, do not naturally reproduce in Lake Oahe and would not exist there without the efforts of the Game Fish and Park staff collecting eggs, rearing and stocking them back into the lake for anglers to enjoy. Each year, juvenile Chinook salmon are stocked in the middle and lower Oahe. They then disperse throughout the reservoir until they get sexually mature. The water flowing down the fish ladder in Whitlock Bay attracts the mature salmon to the station where they are collected, sorted, and then spawn the fish. The Whitlock Bay Salmon Station is 18 miles northwest of Gettysburg by the West Whitlock Recreation Area. It is open for tours October 5th, 12th, 18th, 25th, and November 1st from 9 to noon. For more information, you can call 223-7681. And also, Dakota Sportsmen will host their annual steak feed on Friday, October 14th, social hour at 5, food at 6, and it'll be at the Watertown American Legion again this year. That's on West Highway 212 in Watertown. Tickets are $15 and available from board members or at the door. Also this year, a children's hot dog meal will also be available. Well, now we travel up to Canada. Nipawin, or however Chuck wants to say it, Lake Tobin Fishing Tournament. But when you left Gettysburg Sunday, when you got up into Canada, how was it for waterfall and water on the ground?
You know, lots of snow geese, lots of ducks, lots of Canadas, but closer, you know, it wasn't until we got on Highway 35, which would be northwest of Yorkton yet, so we had to get quite a ways up before we started seeing them, but there's a lot of birds, and they're very wet. Saskatchewan had a lot of rain, the fields are flooded, water's standing everywhere, and lots of snows and blues and Canadas and ducks. But you had to get up, you know, within probably 200 miles of Nipawin before you started seeing a lot of birds.
Well, as far as you said before you left that the river you're fishing for the tournament there is 6 foot above full, is that still the case?
I've seen it as full as it is right now. The big thing right now is the water's really dirty, and they thought it'd really be a problem, that fishing would be really, really tough. But we've been catching, you know, numbers of fish. We had 10 fish the day before yesterday and caught probably 20 fish yesterday. We had a 8.5-9 pounder. It was our biggest one yesterday, and all the way down to, you know, 12-inch size. So just a good year class of all sizes. Nice sauger. We had a sauger probably 2.5, 2.75 pounds. And all in all, pretty good bait.
Well, you're fishing a tournament below a dam. You can't fish in the river that it goes into. It's 6 miles long, and what is there, 150, 60 boats in the tournament?
Yeah, 160 boats. Our boundaries, we can go a little ways out into the lake, but it's still considered the river out there ways. But for the most part, it's, you know, you're up closer to the takeoff within probably 5-6 miles. You know, all the traditional good places. And I think everybody's probably catching fish the way it looks.
Pretty good current.
Yeah, you know, when you're at a drift, you're going about 1.2 on a drift when they're letting water go. Yesterday they were letting water go. The day before, there wasn't much current. You could almost be dead in the water. We've had no wind both days, so just really, really nice weather up here.
Well, back to Whitlock's, the salmon station's been open a few days now, and there was maybe one caught last Sunday before you left?
Yeah, on Saturday we had a group of guys out, and we're still fishing the we've been catching some 4 to 4.5 pound smallmouth bass, so that's kind of what we've been doing. And a boat came in ahead of us, and we visited with them, and they had caught a salmon down in the Sutton Bay area. I don't know exactly where they were at. They're, I think, pulling along the rocks. So there's been a few salmon caught, but, you know, I just don't think you're going to go out and get, you know, numbers. You're not going to go out and catch 6-7 fish, I don't think. So, but they've started. The ladder is running, and couldn't tell you how many they've got up the ladder because they just turned it on the day, you know, a couple days before I left. So, it's definitely time, if you're going to try it, to go out and do that.
Well, Chuck Krause up in Canada fishing a tournament. Chuck, also Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Well, now we head out to Pier Fort Pier area at Carl's Bay, talking to Deputy Dan Miller. And first of all, up above, I guess last Sunday there was one salmon caught up in the Sutton Bay area. Haven't had a report from the Whitlock Bay area yet. But as far as down there, anybody still trying the salmon?
Yeah, there's still some guys trying, and had some interesting things early this week. A guy came in with an 18-pound salmon that he caught in like 15 foot of water on the face of the dam. So that leads me to believe that the lake turned over here late last week sometime, because I'm also getting reports of walleyes in the Cheyenne and just outside the Cheyenne being caught in 10 foot of water, 10, 15 foot of water up there, too. So I think the lake has turned over, and those salmon could be at any time around the boat ramps from the dam all the way to Whitlock's, I believe.
How about as far as the walleye bite? Is it still strong below the dam all the way down to the bend?
Oh, yeah, all the way to the gray, at least, anyway. And the area from the Bad River to the gray is getting real heavy pressure. And the fish have moved up, nice fish have moved up from the Bad River to the dam area, and they're catching a lot of nice fish at night, and guys are going up there during the day and drifting in the fast water and catch some really nice fish too. So it's up above, I wanted to mention too, back in the creeks, the northerns have taken over there too. So that one guy caught and released 30 northerns the other day from the back of Spring Creek. So some good rod bending.
Had you heard many good reports out of the grouse hunters this year?
No, I got one guy that's got a fleet of dogs, and he's been getting his limit every time he goes out, but I haven't heard anybody really bragging about it at all.
Well, Deputy Dan Miller out of the Pier Fort Pier area at Carl's Bait, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, Conservation Officer and Boating Coordinator Bryce McVicker. And as far as the duck opener, first of all, let's ask violations. Did the hunters pretty much behave themselves?
They did. Things went really well this duck opener. Probably the least amount of violations I've seen since I've been in Cottington County or Hamlin County, for that matter. So really good. Everybody had plugs in their guns, federal stamps, migratory bird certs, no licensing issues. No issues with lead shot, that kind of thing. So overall, very, very, very good violation rate. Great compliance throughout duck opener.
Well, I imagine teal is a mainstay, but how did that work out from Saturday to Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. If we wouldn't have had teal in the area, I think some hunters would have really struggled. As far as bigger ducks go, we didn't see much. Mostly outside of teal, I guess we saw wood ducks and mallards, a few gadwall mixed in there, but not a real mixed bag. Mostly what we saw was green wing and blue wing teal, and that was kind of the gist of it. But there was plenty of those to go around. Almost every group we checked had, you know, seven or eight birds right in there, and we even saw some limits on public ground on opening morning, so it went pretty good.
Fishing, even the Ponset, the Goose Lake, the Indian Springs, you know, just pretty slow this time of year.
Yeah, everybody that's been out seems to be picking up a fish or two here and there, but just not a ton of traffic, especially in Coddington County. We are seeing some shore fishing activity on Stink Lake, Long Lake, and Goose Lake, and everything's pretty consistent, one or two fish a night. Most of the fish that are being caught are pretty quality, but yeah, just not a ton of activity going on out there.
Do you think the weeds are laying down at all in Goose Lake?
Yeah, talking to some folks who've been fishing the Grover Road, they're being able to cast a little bit more now, and seems like the weeds might be going down just a little bit.
Hearing pheasants in the morning, people comment about the lack of, or that they are hearing them?
Well, as we've talked about a bunch, our numbers were down this year, but talking to people, it sure sounds like people think there's more pheasants out there than what our brood counts showed. I think there's a lot of excitement heading into the pheasant season, and I guess we're looking forward to see what those harvest numbers look like so we can compare them to our numbers and see who's right.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, talking to Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And as far as bird numbers, before and after the opener, was the refuge affected by anything?
The refuge really wasn't affected by anything because our habitat there is so prime right now with the flooded vegetation that those birds are in there and they're just sitting there and they're fat and happy. They're eating all day long and not flying around much. Boy, when you drive by, you think there's no birds out there, but if you stop and you take a close look, it's just solid ducks out there. Mostly gadwall right now with mallards and widgeon and teal mixed in.
No type of any migration of any geese, I imagine.
No, we haven't really seen any sort of migration for geese around here. I think since opener was pretty good up in this area where we had water, there was ducks, and people were doing well. And, of course, we had a great wind all weekend, which helped the duck hunters. And now talking to some people and myself scouting around here the last couple of days, it looks like quite a few ducks peeled out during this calmer weather we've had the last 2 days, and this, a lot of the wetlands are just void of ducks, period.
How about east and west of you for water conditions? Is everything low?
Well, everything is definitely down. There's nowhere that's higher than there was last year, but east and west of Brown County is better. You go west towards Roscoe and Bottle and Eureka and Long Lake, that area, their water conditions are a little better. They had some pockets that had a little rain, and so they look better over there. And then east of us, of course, in that Webster, Wabe to Lake City area, they always, if they're dry, then we're really in trouble. And so they've got water up there, and I've also heard reports of a good number of birds in that direction.
What's your feeling of pheasant population in the refuge area this year compared to, you know, average?
Right. Well, compared to average, I'd say we're up a little bit. You know, we had excellent weather patterns here early in the summer and spring, and we're anticipating it to be up a little bit. Now, last year was down, and we thought it'd be up, so we don't have far to go up to show an increase. And so reports of what staff we've seen around the refuge, what staff has seen around the refuge, look pretty good, and we're pretty excited once the crops come off that we're really going to be seeing some birds around.
Okay, last question, Don. Bryce McVicker said in this area he feels the violations were at a five-year low. How did you feel up in your area? Hunting violations.
Yeah, we're pretty slow up here this year, very slow. We didn't see a lot of violations. Most people were abiding by the law and understanding the rules. And so, and we're also when we're dry, you know, there's a lot less places to hunt, so a lot more of the, just the serious hunters are out there, and the guys who just hunt in good years, they're staying at home because the place, hunt are maybe dry. And so we saw very few violations up here. It was a good weekend overall. Everybody was having a lot of fun and not breaking the law.
Don Soderlund, thank you from the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, first of all, when will trout be stocked in the Third Avenue Pond in Watertown?
They actually were stocked this week. They're nice fish this year. They're bigger than the average that we normally get. I think they're going to probably be a little over a pound a piece. So we didn't get as many fish because they're bigger. We got, I think, 600 were stocked, but they're big fish, over a pound. So they're there now, so everybody should take advantage of them now, as well as when we get some ice on that pond. So it should be a good time.
Well, transition up to Day County, the duck opener. What did you feel as far as what you hear and what you did?
You know, there was some duck shot. I think if you're in the right area, you did pretty well. So I think opening weekend was, I would call it fair. It's probably not one of our better ones, but we definitely deserve some duck shot. However, I think we lost probably a lot of teal this week already. The northwest wind we had Sunday, good chance it pushed out a lot of the teal that we were holding in the area.
Fishing still bitter, pretty much the main destination of fishermen.
Yeah, over the weekend, the wind blew, you know, pretty good. So I was by the bitter ramp on Sunday, and there's actually a few boats out there trying it, but not a whole lot. So I think the wind kind of hits things on the weekend. But, yeah, bitter's one of our better lakes still. They're still catching a fair number of walleyes. Opitz, I've heard some good reports out there, and did see, oh, I think, five or six boats there the other evening when I drove by there. So there's some fishing going on at Opitz, as well as a little bit on Waw Bay. I'd say those are the three main ones we're hearing about. Pius maybe at times has some pretty good luck on some walleyes as well as some perch. So I would say that, you know, those three, four lakes are probably the main ones right now.
Not hearing much about Horseshoe ever since really that state record Smalley was caught. Many people trying walleyes or perch or smallmouth there?
You know, it's getting some pressure, but it's not like it has been in the past. We don't hear a whole lot about it either, but I know there has been some activity at times. The walleye bite was pretty good this summer, and consistently I think they're catching, you know, they're not huge numbers of smallmouth, but they are catching some smallmouth down there as well.
As far as goose hunting, did you see or hear much about goose hunting or see a lot of geese?
Yeah, they're killing a few geese still in the area. Sounds like some migrants have come in. It's just not all the big geese now. They're getting some of the smaller geese. So we're starting to see a little bit of migration. But, you know, I would like the duck hunting. I would say it's probably fair right now. It's nothing really good unless you find a really good field. But they are still killing some geese in the area.
In the mornings over the weekend, did you hear much or see any pheasants?
I saw a couple on Saturday morning. But other than that, it's been pretty tough. Not seen a whole lot of them around. I would assume as we start getting more of these crops out, we'll start seeing more of the pheasants as well as deer in the area.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and I imagine this time of the year with school and weather and everything and farming, probably kind of slow on the fishing end.
Yeah, you know, we just haven't received very many fishing reports lately. You know, I did get a couple on Ponset, and it's kind of the same old, you know. We went out and caught 50 sublegal walleyes and kept, you know, three or four. And they're getting a few perch and an occasional crappie, and I haven't really gotten a report on a shore bite up there yet, but I'm sure it's going to happen here shortly. Thompson's been pretty quiet. Haven't heard much out there. Not much going on the Oakwood. You know, we surveyed them. They both still have a real good walleye and perch population in there, but no fall bite reported there yet. 81 lakes, not much there. I think they're still getting perch and possibly a few crappies and a few walleyes out on Sinai out deep. Further south, the west end of Madison last time I heard was producing some keeper-sized walleyes, a few big bluegills, and a few perch. There were a few lucky anglers that actually happened into a limit of perch down there. I know closer to Sioux Falls, that lake, Scott Lake, that we stocked, checked on that yesterday, and there were anglers still fishing off the fishing pier, catching mostly smaller fish, 7 to 8.5 inch fish, but there were a few bigger perch in the mix and a few small walleyes. Twin Lakes down by Montrose also been a perch bite going on since late summer there, and I think they're still picking up the perch yet to sort, but there's some nicer fish in the mix.
As far as the duck hunters, pretty good numbers for opening day, and mainly teal that you've heard of between Brookings and Sioux Falls.
Yeah, definitely. The interesting thing down here is that, and I've heard it from a couple different people, and I experienced it, the sloughs, we got some of those late rains, and they're actually up from last year. I mean, there's a lot of water in them. In fact, some of them, I heard reports where they're hard to wade, So that was sort of a surprise. But, I heard some reports of some decent duck hunts. One report of a good field hunt or a decent field hunt for mallards in Canada Geese down around that Ramona area. So I think the opener was pretty good. It sounds like, as typical, Sunday morning was a lot slower than Saturday, but it seems like there's some ducks in the area, and we're starting to see a few pheasants too. If you're out at the right time, some of the public areas, people reported hearing them cackling and stuff like that. So I think there's some birds to be had.
Dave Lucchesi out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish and Parks offices. Thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.